In a column at National Review headlined Sexual Libertinism Won't Save the Church, David French lists story after story where caving to the secularists and joining what was once called the sexual liberation movement has done nothing to curb abuse, pain, and terrible consequences that come from laxity of societal sexual morality. French details stories from Hollywood and those involving college campuses. Are there any significant cultural institutions that have embraced sexual libertinism more thoroughly than Hollywood and the American Academy? French asks, and then follows with, parents who take their kids to college report seeing baskets of condoms in bathrooms. Sex weeks teach students to experiment with their bodies, and the only morality that governs campus is the morality of consent. In Hollywood, do I even need to state my case? It's sexuality self-evident, and its celebration of sexual expression relentless. Later, French wrote, yet as the news items above illustrate and as the relentless drumbeat of scandal demonstrates, sexual libertinism has not created sexual utopia. Instead, it is created, as it always creates, a ravenous culture of sexual entitlement, exploitation, and abuse. He ends the piece, aimed at those who think the solution to sinful sexual scandal in the church is to relax moral standards in the church, with this. The path to scandal is indulgence. The path through scandal is repentance. And the path to renewal is obedience. Distraught Christians shouldn't look to the world for inspiration. It has nothing to offer but the very misery we presently endure. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.